Good morning, everyone. I'll read from Gurudeva's Master Course lesson in just a minute, but first to introduce it. For a number of years, probably about 4 years, we were working with the Hindu Students Association, university group that's primarily in Texas, but also in the surrounding states. And they had an annual retreat. Unfortunately, it was usually in February and would snow, but Hawaiians are allergic to snow. So, but besides that, it was very good. And so I got a chance to know the group pretty well, and this was a commitment to travel to this retreat center and spend the weekend there in the middle of the school year. They would track between 100 and 150 students. So I considered the group serious, you know, that they would come all that way just and spend the weekend. And then after I got to know them, I was really surprised that I would say 90% of them, as a rough guess, had no daily practice. And also, they weren't going to the temple, because usually there wasn't a temple near the university. So there they were, you know, in university from 4 to 8 years, usually, and they weren't practicing Hinduism. So I was kind of surprised how widespread this phenomena was. And the ones who were practicing had usually had a very consistent and strict training at some Hindu center, such as Chinmaya Mission or Arya Samaj, where they'd gone week after week after week and had picked up a practice. But that was only maybe 10% of the entire group. Well, I began to think about it, and I realized that the phenomena wasn't limited to university students. It was also present in Hindu adults in the U.S. The way I put it is, you know, since mid-1975, so many beautiful and traditional Hindu temples have been built in the U.S., and they're, most of them are staffed with excellently trained priests from India, so that part of Hinduism has managed to come over from India quite nicely. And it's only been 40 years since that's been happening. But something got left behind in India, and that's called daily practice. I don't know why. But we brought the temple, we brought the priests, but the idea that daily practice is important is much stronger in India than it is in the U.S. for some reason. Therefore, I worked out a simple program, which I put in one of the publisher's desks on practice, suggesting that practice be taken up at the teenage level, age 13 to 15, that a 10-minute a day daily practice be started at that level, age 13 to 15, and so that it would become a strong habit through high school, and then, as is the case in the U.S., usually the children go off to university at a distance, the practice would already be a habit. So you wouldn't be trying to start a habit of daily practice at the university. You'd already have a strong habit before you went off. Well, that's the theory I've been working on. And then suggestion is after you graduate, increase it to half an hour, because that's the guideline, as you'll see when we read the text from Gurudeva. That's the guideline he suggests for adults, is start with 20 to 30 minutes a day. That's a very good amount for a daily practice. And then the other point I've developed is that after you retire, it's good to double it, whatever you're doing. This is an opportunity. So if you've been doing half an hour, start doing an hour after you retire. If you've been doing an hour, double it to 2 hours, you know, and look at those years as a rare opportunity to intensify your practice, something that you've wanted to do your whole life but haven't been able to because you've been too busy fulfilling the duties of the grihastha life. So with that in mind, we'll read Gurudeva. This is from, the first one's from Dancing with Shiva, Sloka 87. Devout Hindus perform daily vigil called Sandhya Upasana, usually before dawn. So if anyone doesn't know the word Sandhya, it just means the time of day when it goes from, when it changes, night to day, and then day to night. That's called Sandhya. So Upasana, worship. So worshiping at the time of the changes of the day. This sacred period of puja, japa, chanting, singing, hatha yoga, meditation, and scriptural study is the foundation of personal life. Each day, hundreds of millions of Hindus awaken for the last fifth of the night, bathe, don fresh clothing, apply sectarian marks called tilaka, and sit in a clean, quiet place for religious disciplines. Facing east or north, the devotional puja rites of bhakti yoga are performed, hatha yoga, hymn singing, japa and chanting are often included. Then follow scriptural study and meditation, listening to the sound current and contemplating the moon-like inner light during Brahma Muhurta, the auspicious hour and a half period before dawn. The duly initiated practiced advanced yogas, such as those revealed in merging of Shiva, but only as directed by their guru, knowing that unless firmly harnessed, the kundalini can manifest uncontrollable desires. Through the day, karma yoga, selfless service, selfless religious service is performed at every opportunity. Besides these yogas of doing, Hindus practice the central yoga of being, living a joyful, positive, harmonious life. The Vedas declare the mind indeed is this fleeting world. Therefore, it should be purified with great effort. One becomes like that which is in one's mind. This is the everlasting secret. And lesson 88 from Living with Shiva. The spiritual practice should be reasonable, should not take up too much time, and should be done at the same time every day. Often seekers who become associated with Hindu sadhana go to extremes and proceed with great vigor in an effort to attain results immediately. Sitting 2 or 3 hours a day, they wear themselves out and then stop. Here is a formula for beginners. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 20 minutes to half an hour of sadhana at the same time every day. Saturday and Sunday, no sadhana. The keys are moderation and consistency. Consistency is the key to the conquest of karma. If you go to extremes or are sporadic in your sadhana, you can easily slide backwards. What happens when you slide backwards? You become fearful, you become angry, you become jealous. You become confused. What happens when you move forward? You become brave, you become calm, you become self-confident, and your mind is clear. The point to stress there is moderation and consistency. So there's a tendency to try and do too much in some individuals. And of course that can't be sustained, and then it is dropped altogether. Consistency, the consistency comparison I like to use is to aerobic exercise, because it's so well understood. That's what's in the publisher's desk as well. We all know that if we do aerobic exercises for three hours one day a week, 15 minutes a second day, zero the rest of the days, that's not as effective as sustaining 20 minutes a day. It doesn't produce the same benefits. So that's the comparison for sadhana. What we can sustain on a daily basis is really important, produces the most results, rather than a lot one day a week. Now and then, it doesn't do as much at all. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.